Bobby's are orange. Episode 7.
We hope.
When the hero was last left, he was entering the village of Happy Happy and was bombarded by a donation associate. He now seeks to find and rescue Paula, the girl from Tucson. Today on...
Bobby's are boring.
Man, this town is crazy. Something is definitely wrong here. And everything is blue, even that cow over there. Hey, excuse me, sir. Could you tell me what's up with blue?
Blue? Yes. The overweight kid and myself kidnapped Paula and took her to the mountain cabin. It was quite a feat, but I think she'll be there until the ceremony is complete. Wait a minute. Dude, you're not one of... Aw, crap. Dude, you know what? I totally just lied. Nothing I said was true. So disregard everything.
So where is Paula again?
Paula? Who's Paula? Well, Paula's definitely not in the mountain cabin. Why would Paula be in the mountain cabin? So don't go to the mountain cabin. I mean, we don't even have a mountain cabin. If we did have a mountain cabin, it's not through that cave over there. So don't even bother to look for the mountain cabin.
Just checking. Also, what's up with the blue cow?
Oh, that's just how we produce our famous Happy Happy Blue Cheese! Goes great with wings!
Well, I guess I'm gonna go get Paula out of that cabin. Walking through a cave! No longer in the cave!
You know what? If I have to tell you one more time, I swear to God, I'm gonna rip off...
Whoa, hey, it's you! Look, I found you!
It's about time you got here. I was getting sort of standing around all the time, and you know, this teddy bear mentally abuses me at night.
But, that's a teddy bear.
I know, that's what I just said. Alright, I'm sorry about that. I just kind of get upset randomly for no real reason. I have some anger issues, but I'm attending classes.
Okay. Anyway, so you want to go now?
Well, you know, Einstein, I would love to, but if you haven't noticed, I'm kind of in a jail right now. The leader of the Happy Happiest has the key. You're gonna have to get it from him.
Happy Happiest?
You know, the cultists that are walking around everywhere. You've seen them, right? I mean, the leader's known as Carpenter, okay? And he uses lightning to attack. So unless you take this very small, 1-inch, round plastic, old badge, and wear it, you're probably gonna die.
What's so special about that badge?
It's apparently shiny enough to reflect lightning or something. I don't know, I got it for free when I ordered that Mother 3 Deluxe box set or whatever.
Oh yeah, I saw that on PlayAsia.
Yeah. Well, hurry up and get me out of here, alright?
Hey, Ness! You're just here to bother me, aren't you? Bow down to your superior and respect my authority!
Hokey, what are you doing here?
You should join us, Ness, but I know you won't. I'm glad I joined. I'm not gonna fight you, but these guys will. Later, Frankenstein Mark 1.
Survive this horrible attack? Will you have to wait until 2008 for the next episode? No, because we're not a bunch of rabbits. So this episode will now proceed as normal. Oh, and by the way, Ness beat up the cultists. But, in case you missed it, here's what happened. Ahem.
I'm going through that cave again. Let's see here. Well, I guess Carpenter is in this big building that says Carpenter's Building. I guess I'll go inside. Whoa! What's going on here? Hey, excuse me, could you move?
What? We're in the middle of prayer. I'll let you go by, but do it quickly.
Could you maybe get out of the way?
You think I can only walk in place? I'll prove you wrong.
Excuse me, Blue Dude, could you move?
You strange, unmasked fellow. Don't go to heaven!
Excuse me, sir? Could you tell me where I could find Carpenter? What was this for? I finally found you, Carpenter. Wait a minute. You look like Al Gore. You are Al Gore!
Super Cereal! After the Man-Bear Pig thing didn't work out, I decided that I would instead set my sights on a much more important issue. Global warming.
Okay, but why did you need to kidnap Paula?
Don't you see? Paula has the unique ability to freeze things with her mind powers. With that kind of power, she can refreeze the polar ice caps and save all of humanity thanks to my brilliant genius.
Then why on earth do you have so many cultists following you?
Oh, they're probably after the statue. Some fat kid dropped it off here a few days ago, and ever since then, a huge amount of people have joined my global warming village.
Wow, that's really weird. But you know, global warming is just a bunch of bullcrap.
Don't you know who I am? I invented the internet!
What?
How did you deflect my bolts of justice?
I don't know, this band is pretty cool.
Tonight, we dine in blue!
I never liked your books!
I got him! You guys!
Well, gee, it looks like you've beaten me. I guess I'll stop complaining about global warming now and go back to just writing my less than mediocre books.
And so Ness defeated Al Carpenter Gore and got the key to the cell. Now he decides to rescue his maiden, Princess Earl.
Ness, you came! I'm so glad you didn't take me longer. You know, I would have had to eat even more of this teddy bear than I already have.
I'm just glad you're safe now. Come on, let's get out of here! Wait! Do you hear something coming out of this cave?
Yeah, I think I can hear it too.
Maybe we should investigate!
Not today, you won't, Ness! Because this ends another exciting episode of Fobbies Are Bornage. Just for the record, I mean, we don't really hate Al Gore. Only Xmas does. I mean, we just kind of like South Park, you know? Stay tuned!
That's not fair, Mr. Narrator, man!
Stay tuned next time for the next awesome-tacular episode of Fobbies Are Bornage!
Seriously, though, I have, like, nothing against the guy.
Yeah, you do.
You can draw on your own conclusions, which are obviously... correct.
Yeah, you hate Al Gore. It's just how it is.